Welcome back. Today, we're doing a deep dive into just one source, but it's packed with insight about AI integration. And it kicks off with this really fascinating question. When we see all the glitches and the chaos around AI right now, does that mean the tech arrived too early? Or could it be that society arrived too late?
Right. And it's a counterintuitive take, isn't it?
Totally. Because my first thought is always, this stuff isn't ready.
Yeah.
You know, daily frustrations. But this analysis we're looking at from Rob Van Linde flips that completely. It says the tech's capability, actually premature, the real immaturity.
Hmm.
That's us, our institutions, how we manage things, just our overall societal readiness.
Mm-hmm. And that lag, that gap, that's what we're digging into today. It's about understanding this critical mismatch between how fast the technology is moving and how slowly our organizations and, well, society adapt. And the source is clear. This isn't just about efficiency. It's actually the biggest risk we're facing with generative AI. If we can pinpoint where that friction is, maybe we can stop trying to just, you know, debug the tech and start working on the human side of it.
Yeah, that really lands for me.
Yeah.
Because the speed difference is, well, it's almost absurd when you lay it out.
Yeah.
The source says AI isn't some future thing anymore. It's here, everywhere. And it learns fundamentally at the speed of light. That's the kind of pace we're dealing with.
Exactly. You've got this exponential technological curve. But then contrast that with, you know, how human organizations actually work, especially the big established ones. They're often stuck in what the source calls an analog pace.
Right.
Linear thinking, rigid hierarchies, often, frankly, a culture of distrust baked in.
And building trust takes time, right?
Yep.
A lot more time than an algorithm needs to learn something new.
Oh, absolutely. Which leads to this deeply uncomfortable situation. You've got this incredibly powerful engine running full tilt, but the ship still tied up at the dock. We're trying to navigate with old maps while the system's predicting the future. We get stuck in analysis paralysis because our structures are built for tiny incremental changes, not this kind of, well, revolution.
And the source gives some great examples here, these sort of aha moments that really show the mismatch. Like, think about it. We're having these high-level debates about agentic AI.
Yeah.
Systems that can perceive, set goals, run complex tasks all on their own.
Right. The really advanced stuff. AI agents potentially running huge operations.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the actual office.
Yeah.
What's the manager doing? Still filling out PDF forms. Like static, non-interactive PDFs, because the workflow hasn't changed in 20 years and nobody's had the, I don't know, the courage or the budget to update it. It's the peak of tech meeting the trough of operations.
It really highlights the friction.
Or look at schools.
Hmm.
The tech is there to personalize learning, generate practice, tutors in real time. Amazing potential. But what's the gut reaction in so many places? Not how do we use this, but block ChatGPT. Full stop. They're defaulting to the analog defense, you know, putting up walls instead of teaching the digital skills kids actually need.
That block first instinct really shows the fear, doesn't it? It shows that that distrust we mentioned. They see the speed of the tech as a threat to their established way of doing things, their hierarchy, instead mm-hmm. of seeing it as a tool. It forces managers, educators, everyone to rethink their role and that identity shift. That's what moves at the slow analog pace.
Okay, but let me push back just a little here. Couldn't you argue that the fact these simple problems, the PDF form, the firewall blocks still exist, means the tech isn't mature enough yet? I mean, if the AI was truly transformative, wouldn't it just force the change? Maybe it's not quite powerful enough to overcome that human inertia. What do you think?
That's a fair point, a really fair challenge. But I think the source would frame technical maturity differently. It's not about sheer force, perhaps, but about capability. The capability is there. The models work. The APIs exist. The bottleneck isn't technical anymore. It's cultural. It's legal. It's institutional resistance.
Yeah.
And this is where the source brings in that really powerful analogy to show just how deep this lag goes.
Yes. Tell me about that one. That really made the whole argument click for me.
Well, the author calls this moment the industrial age of intelligence. We've basically industrialized thinking, right? But
yep.
socially, culturally, organizationally, we're stuck back in the feudal age of bureaucracy.
Industrial intelligence meets feudal bureaucracy. That's
yeah.
quite a visual. What makes it feudal, though, that implies something really rigid, almost inherited.
Exactly. Think about feudal structures. Power is super localized. Roles are fixed, often inherited. There's very little common infrastructure or standards to let things move quickly between, say, different fiefdoms. Everything is siloed. Translate that to today. Departments hoarding their data, processes left over from decades ago that nobody questions, this kind of systemic risk aversion that's more about protecting turf than driving progress. that kind of setup just cannot absorb exponential intelligence effectively.
So to really drive home the scale of this mismatch, the source uses the metaphor of inventing the steamship in the age of sail.
Yes. And that's where you see it's a systemic problem, not just needing a few tweaks. Imagine, like, a working, reliable steamship suddenly appears in the early 1400s. The entire world runs on wind power. All maritime knowledge, culture, infrastructure is about sails, rigging, currents.
Centuries of expertise, all focused on wind.
Right now, boom, steamship. You don't just need a different boat. You need a whole new world to support it. Where's the coal coming from? You need mines, railroads to get coal to ports, steel mills, totally different docks. The infrastructure just isn't there. And the mindset, everyone knows wind is how ships move.
So back then, they wouldn't just see it as a new invention. They'd see it as, what, this crazy expensive irrelevance because their entire system, economic, military, everything is built for sale.
That's the parallel today. Our organizations often lack the digital coal mines, the data railroads, and critically, they lack the psychological shift to accept this new speed and way of operating. The tech itself might be ready, like the steam engine was, but the world around it is operating on principles from centuries ago. And when you look at what AI can do now, control processes, write code, simulate complex scenarios, the gap between capability and adoption becomes starkly clear. But here's a crucial distinction the source makes: what AI can do versus what it can't replace. And the core thing it can't replace is our human ability to give meaning. AI can generate text, sure, but it can't decide why it matters. It can crunch data, but it can't determine the ethical or social purpose.
Okay, so if meaning is the human anchor here, how do we protect that while everything else speeds up? What's the risk of trying to jam that steamship into the age of sail too quickly?
The immediate risk. It's trust. A catastrophic breakdown of trust. And the source transitions really well here, bringing in this great Dutch seafaring proverb as a warning.
Ooh, I like those nuggets of wisdom. What is it? It quotes it directly. Niet te vast trekken, dan breekt het touwtje niet. Which translates to, don't pull too hard or the rope will break.
Simple but profound in this context. We have to ask, what is that rope when we're talking about rolling out AI? The source argues that if we push AI too fast, too aggressively, maybe cutting corners on testing, ignoring ethical red flags, deploying without clear human oversight, the rope that snaps is the one connecting the technology to human trust.
And trust, employee trust, public trust that's slow to build and, boy, fast to break.
Instantly. When speed trumps accountability, trust evaporates. If an algorithm messes up and there's no clear human responsible, which happens easily in complex automated systems, people lose faith in the whole thing. That's the steamship captain trying to use 15th century rules for a 19th century engine. When it fails, who's accountable? The system breaks down. So the conclusion the source draws is really important. The immediate need isn't necessarily more AI. The tech is powerful enough. What we desperately need is more awareness. More awareness about the slow, hard work of changing culture, setting up clear lines of responsibility, building ethical frameworks, and defining what human meaning looks like with these tools. AI needs to grow with us, aligned with our values, not race so far ahead. It just creates fear and resistance.
And the author flags that proverb, don't pull too hard, as maybe the single most critical leadership lesson for right now. It's about calibrating the human pace, even as the tech accelerates, slowing down the integration to get it right. Which brings us back to that timing question. Maybe the tech wasn't early. Maybe we were just too late. Too late updating schools, too late tackling inefficient bureaucracy, too late asking the big ethical questions years ago. It feels a bit like we're scrambling to catch up now, from way behind where we should be.
It can feel that way, definitely. But importantly, the source offers some real optimism here. It suggests this gap can be closed. It says we can make up for lost time with attitude. I like that phrasing because it shifts the focus from tech specs back to human agency to our will. What we need now are specific actions, right? Committing to actually learn this stuff, reflecting honestly on where our current systems fail, sharing knowledge across those old feudal silos, and consciously shaping how AI gets integrated. If we adopt that kind of mature attitude, the technology's speed changes from a risk, something that breaks the rope, into this incredible opportunity to fundamentally improve how we live, work, and lead.
The source keeps mentioning the dot-com era back around 2000, and that feels relevant here too. Everyone knew the internet was huge, but we didn't grasp how deeply it would change everything. Commerce, privacy, relationships. It was a massive tech leap hitting a culture that wasn't quite ready.
Exactly. And think about who survived and thrived back then. It wasn't just the companies with the fastest internet connections. It was the ones that fundamentally changed their business models, flattened their hierarchies, adapted their culture to the speed of information. The dot-com boom showed the cost of organizational inertia. AI is doing that again, but arguably faster, and hitting the core of knowledge work, not just communication. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that comparison really underlines the source's ultimate warning. The real danger isn't that the AI itself will fail. It's that progress without maturity is just speed. And speed alone, as any sailor knows, doesn't guarantee a safe arrival. You need guidance, careful handling, a shared sense of purpose, all the things that only human maturity provides.
That's such a powerful takeaway. So what does this all mean? It means the problem isn't really the technology's readiness, is it? It's our own cultural, ethical, organizational lag. We're basically trying to pilot a steamship with 15th-century navigation charts.
Precisely. And so for you, listening to this deep dive, if we accept that the core gap is meaning and the roadblock is often that futile bureaucracy, what's one concrete thing you could do, maybe even tomorrow, in your own context? What's one process, one meeting, one decision where you could intentionally slow down just enough to inject purpose, ensure accountability, and give meaning? How can you nudge your part of the world just a little out of that age of bureaucracy and towards an age of truly intelligent partnership, making sure that rope of trust stays strong? That's the challenge, the attitude adjustment we need now.